The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Sons of Liberty, folks, we are live right now in Petoskey, Michigan, out at Jose's Restaurant. As promised, this whole week we've been talking about it. Joining us is Brian Summerfield and Trucker Randy. We've got a host of folks out here that showed up for the good, authentic food. Now, yesterday, at the end of the program, I told Bradley that I felt like I was in a black church because everybody was, the message was so good, it was stirring to the soul. And inside of my soul, I started saying, hallelujah. And then I said to Bradley, you know what, tomorrow we're going to be in a Mexican restaurant, so we're really working the authentic, what is it called? The authenticity of the different racial matters going on. So we're not just black, we're not just Hispanic, we are Americans, folks. And as you know, when we come out live, we got everybody hustling, bustling past us out here in the front. It's a beautiful view. I'm overlooking actually Lake Michigan right now. Again, we're live in Petoskey, Michigan. Folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You can find out more information on us at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, go to the Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Bradley was on yesterday. He is won't be joining us today because he is hard at it, folks, taking care of business. We have so many different hats because there's so many things to do. I had a person call to me earlier today and say, so how's the radio show? Is it good? You guys travel a lot. And I said, listen, the radio show is just a slice of what we do. It's a small slice of the pie. We're more into do radio than we are into talk radio. And when it comes to doing, you got to travel, you got to speak, you got to set up, you got to talk to people that you don't know, because the message of liberty is for everybody in America. They just haven't figured that out right now, as you can see with a lot of things going on. Just yesterday, we had a chance to do some interviews. Many of you have been following this irate woman who was attacking one of our street team members with her purse, smashing the camera into her, into his face. This was on video. It was covered on The Blaze. And then it also got covered on WorldNet Daily. It was also on Charisma. I mean, the brave, bold Christian church is picking this up, saying, can you believe it? A constitutional teacher in a public school is attacking somebody because they teach the Constitution with Christianity involved. And when questioned about what she knows about the Constitution, she said, I know the Constitution, I teach it. The Constitution says there's lines between church and state. One of our street team members just asked her on video, mind you. This video can be found on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You are going to love it. It's being posted all over. Just pick one of them. Posted a bunch of times. She said, oh, I know the Constitution, I teach it, honey. And then he says, well, where is separation of church and state in the Constitution? Can you show me? And it was like somebody just belted her. She just, like, kind of did one of those, huh? She stopped and she started coming after him and attacking him. And then when he stood up and said, well, hold on a second, this is getting wild. Let me get this woman's license plate number so we know who's assaulting us. you know, a bunch of young college-age kids outside of a table getting assaulted by a 40, 50-year-old woman. I'm not sure how old she is. I don't know her personally. We don't exactly hang out with the same crowd of people. He went over to the car, and he was still a good, at least one car length away. He wasn't even near her car, but at a distance, he's reading off the license plate number. She comes over with a purse and says, "Get the blank away from my car," and smacks him with it. And this is all on video, folks. So we sent it out yesterday to a whole lot of outlets and said, hey, you might want to pick up on this. This really shows the underbelly of what this agenda is all about. What is this agenda about? I'll tell you what it's about. It's totalitarianism, as Bradley says often. And what is totalitarianism? Either you agree with me or I will silence you. We can have unity Hitler style. Hitler loved unity too, so long as everybody agreed with him. Every dictator does. And when you don't agree, guess what they use? They use these things called guns. Now, just this morning, this afternoon at Jose's here in Petoskey, we're broadcasting live again, overlooking Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing to see. And outside of Lake, or inside of Jose's, we're doing the Bill of Rights. We're doing the Bill of Rights with a number of little guys. We trained our kids to know the Bill of Rights. You guys can hear right now in the background probably the motorcycles. That's the Sons of Liberty Riders. They came up and joined us. We're going to post this on Facebook. You see pictures of everybody out here today. The Sons of Liberty Riders are a biker group. We're going back to this Bill of Rights. We're teaching everybody inside the Bill of Rights. And as we walk through each one of the Bill of Rights, guess what happens? People started to become liberated. Oh, I didn't know that it said that. Well, how can the government be doing this when the Constitution says it's supposed to be doing that? Well, that's a good question. If the Bible says thou shalt not, then what do we assume? What do we assume? We assume that you don't do it. The government doesn't assume that, though. They're not assuming that in this day and age. They only do when the people say, no, stop. See, we're the life of the Constitution. It doesn't live on its own. It's on a piece of paper. It's up to you and I to step in, to interpose. Well, that's kind of the purpose of the Tenth Amendment, the states, and who comprises the states, but each individual in those states. Folks, just a little side note, I kind of jump in topics here. We're outside right now. I've got people walking past us, some people here to eat, some people here to see the Sons of Liberty, and we appreciate every single one of you. We're going to have a few special guests on with us today. And here at this video that I was talking about, it was on YouTube. That's over 28,000 views right now. So there's 28,000 people that have actually viewed this, and it's counting right now because it's being picked up daily. I just actually got off the phone with Western Journalism not too long ago. They posted it, said it was one of their top five videos that they've had this year. And, excuse me, not this year, this week. Folks, people need to react and respond. Sure, it's fine. A woman hitting us with a purse, but the importance is that we want that victory. I've gotten so many comments. As a matter of fact, Larry Pratt is a board member with us. He's from Gun Owners of America. He was the gentleman who spanked Piers Morgan, if you all remember that. And then Piers Morgan brought him on again. It was fairly suicidal on his part, but I guess he needed ratings, so he had to use Larry Pratt to get him ratings. Larry Pratt said, we would be in the lion's den if they had their way. Keep up the good work. Folks, you keep up your good work. We're going to keep it up here, Sons of Liberty, again, broadcasting live in Petoskey, Michigan, overlooking Lake Michigan. Thank you all of you in northern Michigan. We'd love to meet you. Stop on down and go to SonsLibertyRadio.com or go to the Facebook page and see that video we were just talking about.
Hello. Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747. Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Folks, we are live in Petoskey, Michigan, overlooking beautiful Lake Michigan. Trucker Randy and Brian Summerfield and the gang, appreciate all you guys turning out today. We're at Jose's Cafe, downtown Petoskey. And boy, I'll tell you what, it is beautiful. I'm looking out in front of me right now. We got jet skiers, motorboats, there's sailboats out there. It's good to be in Michigan. Right now, there's a whole lot of drama going on down at their state house. I guess they just went into recess. The left are trying to take away your rights, and the other side's trying to stall. But I'm trying to figure out who in the world is there to stand up for your rights. These rights are impenetrable. They're unalienable. And if those are, if that be the case, then we need to start walking that out. We need to live that out. We just talked about yesterday was a couple days ago, this irate crazy woman who attacked one of our street team members. It's now posted on the Blaze, WND, Charisma, Patriot Update, Freedom Outpost, News with Views, and Western Journalism. I told you all, Larry Pratt said, just emailed me this morning, said, we would be in the lion's den if they had their way. Keep up the good work, he said. Well, it's good work when you're getting attacked. I suppose you need a little persecution to keep the blood moving. Christopher Blanton said, it's possible this woman used to be a teacher of some kind, but she never taught the Constitution of the United States. That's obvious. I suspect she was on a furlough or from an area mental health institution. Now, though it is funny, and this really is a product of being mentally ill, it is. I'm sure she's an MSNBC watcher. As a matter of fact, a lot of these folks, they don't have a clue. They are extremely brainwashed, and when you confront them with truth, they don't want anything to do with it. And then it moves into the realm of almost being possessed. Why? Because it's so contrary to truth, the laws of nature and nature's God, that the Bible says in Romans 1 that God gives them over to a reprobate mind. That means a mind that can't understand. It won't understand. It's unwilling to understand. Scott Hudson said, you should prosecute this lady. She will never understand that we are equally protected from assault if you turn the other cheek. She will develop a false sense of her beliefs are justified if you don't stand up for the rule of law. Folks, right, can you say this about your government officials? Can you say this about civil authority that claims to usurp all rights? They don't learn their lesson because all we accept from them is a forgive me, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I got busted. I mean, I'm so sorry that I did the wrong thing. What are they really sorry for? She will feel that you didn't pursue this any further because she is right and you are wrong. Oh, no, America understand who is right here. Please consider pursuing legal charges. This is what's coming to us. If you look at the comments on, for example, on the Blazers posted right now, to the Sons of Liberty Radio, you can find that link right there. This woman has no comprehension of the Constitution, said numerous things about it that was incorrect, and is thinking our children. Maybe she should have to defend her words on tape in a court of law. That might help educate her about the Constitution. You know, it seems something when people are actually called to account. You know, when the cats are away, the mice play. That's the saying. So if the cats are away and the mice are playing, what happens when the cats come? Well, you have a whole different mouse, don't you? They behave and they react and they respond a whole lot differently than they normally would. Why? Because the law is there. No, more importantly, teeth are there. And where the teeth are missing, people take this as though it's some kind of a game or it's a joke. Folks, let them see your teeth. America's Liberty Teeth has been said, George Washington had said, that the right to bear arms are America's Liberty Teeth. Well, whether he said it or not, it doesn't matter because it is the truth. If we have a Second Amendment, we have the ability to defend a First Amendment. As we defend our First Amendment, we have no force and no strength of arms to do it. You might as well kiss that amendment goodbye. You know, last week we had an email from one of our radio show listeners that said, thank you so much for the accept. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like the page. You can follow us. We're on the road right now again, broadcasting live out of Jose's in Petoskey, Michigan. But thank you so much for your accept. Your broadcast has brought me so much closer to God and Jesus. Keep fighting the fight, man. I'm new at this, so I pray every morning and night, but I'm learning a lot from you and Jake, speaking of Bradley Dean and the other guys. We know what he's learning from. He's learning from the reflection that we get from our Heavenly Father, our God, our Creator. We know that we're endowed with inalienable rights by our Creator God. That means nobody can take them away. Why? Because our Creator gave them to us. We were created with them. Now, we can forfeit our rights. We can do that two ways. We can break the law, or we can allow lawlessness to prevail. What is it? Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And if we're not vigilant eternally, we will lose our liberty. That's just the fact of the matter. That's how things happen. Historically speaking, it's happened. We had a gal here that's from Poland who came out to see the Sons of Liberty this morning. And when she was talking to me, she said when she left from Poland a long, long time ago, her grandfather said, I see the progression America is on. It's going to be close to what we're in right now in a few years. She said, I laughed at my grandfather. I said, Grandfather, you don't know what you're talking about. She got here and she can't believe it. And well, why is that happening? There's no tanks in the street. I don't see them. Sure, there's crazy things going on. But it's not like a dictatorship regime rules right now. The governing body rules by the people. It's of the people, and it's for the people. Now, if the people are sleeping, guess what? Well, when the cats are away, the mice play. If our teeth are not available to be used, the mice will continue to play. Now, the dominant factor here is the Constitution of the United States. We talked about it a little bit this morning when we were here. We had our little kids inside, 10 years and under, saying the Bill of Rights. And as they were speaking the Bill of Rights, the question came up, well, why is the government doing what it's doing? And then we brought the 10th Amendment. It's being allowed to do what it's doing because the authority, the governing authority that we have as a nation, through that document, it tells them it's delegated authority, delegated power. That's what's been given to the government through the Constitution. If we do not enact that, if we do not enforce that, then guess what? They say, well, you didn't say I couldn't do it, so I'm going to keep doing until you what? Until you stop me by force, because men won't be governed by conscience. And if they're not going to be governed by conscience, then guess what happens? Well, when the people no longer are ruled by conscience, then the government won't be ruled by the people. Thomas Jefferson said many quotes similar to that effect. And then when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Why do they have tyranny? Because the government, who has control of the power, the person that's lord, then begins to not only usurp your rights, but take them from you, and then turn around and tell you what your new rights are. We've talked about FDR, his new Bill of Rights, when he came in on one of his four terms as president. What was his idea? Well, I'll tell you what, it is in action right now in this administration. If we don't cut this off, then it will continue to persist. But that's not what the Sons of Liberty are here for. The Sons of Liberty are here to ensure that you have those rights. We can speak them from microphones, and we can give them on the radio every single day. We can broadcast them. some folks, if they're not an actor, they're useless. We're going to come back next segment. We have a gentleman with us. His name is Randy. He was a student that actually had a chance to hear Bradley Dean speak at an assembly. And when he heard Bradley Dean speak at this assembly, he found out that we're a republic. We're not a democracy. And so I'm going to let him tell the story about his history teacher who tried to tell him, I think, what is that, 12, maybe? Just a young guy. What happened when his teacher tried to convince him that we are a democracy? And what this young student did. Folks, this fires all over the country. That's what it is. What did Samuel Adams say? Samuel Adams said that it does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of what? Liberty in the hearts of men. And guess what, folks? When we do that, then the other side's got to worry about putting out the fire, because liberty is contagious. Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter to somebody in France, one of his correspondents, his personal correspondents. He said, liberty is catching. It's catching all of the world and has been and doesn't cease unless we cease to be the light of the world. Now, many of you folks tune in right now. You may have just caught this, but we're out live in Petoskey, Michigan, overlooking Lake Michigan. We're in downtown at Jose's Restaurant. If you're listening here in Michigan, stop by Jose's right now. Grab yourself a burrito and listen to Sons of Liberty. We're here. I'd love to shake your hand, say hey to you. You get a chance to visualize what the show is, all the glamour of live radio. We bring it all over the country, folks, actually 54 countries right now. And every single day you can tune in. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. I want to bring your attention to our My War DVD series, because we had a gentleman that emailed just a little while ago, and he said to us, hey, just wanted to give a shout-out to you all. I can't believe I haven't seen your stuff before today, especially since I'm a Christian, rocking stick, skins playing conservative too. I'd love to know more about My War. I'm constantly in the trenches over this stuff in my community, on Facebook and even in church. Well, you're attacking all the right areas. You should be working on Facebook. You should be working in your church. You should be working in your community. Folks, My War is a five-part DVD series, and it has all of the message that we've been preaching since, oh boy, it's been over a decade, since 1998. We've been in public schools fighting the good fight. We've been on live radio for, I think, just under a decade now, bringing you the message. We've got live footage of things like you just saw with our street team members getting attacked. Well, we've been ushered out of town by police officers because of the mayor and city government didn't like the fact we're bringing a Christian constitutional message into their public school. But we endured it. And guess what? We win every single time because the kids get to see firsthand what it's really like. It's not just Duke the Hazard, folks. It's happening. But when you stand, you win victories. You have victories in Jefferson, Spanish River, a lot of these.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GardenerCollection.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male flex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hello, welcome back, folks. Again, we're live in Petoskey, Michigan. There's our awesome faithful sitting outside of Jose's restaurant right downtown in the cafe. And lo and behold, who do I have here to my left hand with the, what kind of hat is that, Brian?
This actually is a Panama straw hat.
Nice. I got to get me one of them, and we're going to take a picture. We're going to put it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. So you can see Jake, the other guy, with a Panama straw hat. Hey, it's good to be here with you guys, Brian.
Well, it's always great to have you guys come through Petoskey. This is the second time, and, you know, we really enjoy having Sons of Liberty on the radio station, you know, live every day, and then on Saturday, the 2 hours. And it's just a message that needs to get out there. You guys are preaching the same message that our whole lineup preaches all day long. It's about getting back to the Constitution. There really isn't a separation of church and state. All these misconceptions that are out there every single day that we have to fight with people as far as understanding where our freedoms come from, where our liberties come from, and why it's so important to know our history and in our religion. Things that the left would say, well, you know, two things you don't talk about is religion and politics. You should be talking religion and politics, and people need to know the information because they're not getting it in the schools right now.
Now, I just want to make sure that there's nobody around here with a purse, because when you talk like that, you end up getting whacked by ladies with a purse. Oh my goodness, there's one right now! Ah! Brian, you're exactly right. These are things that have fundamentally been left out of our society as of late. But I see a renaissance of people bringing it back in. As a matter of fact, we have a young person with us today that he wants to bring it back into his public school. And he had a little dialogue with a teacher. How about we talk to him for a minute?
Yeah, definitely. Bring Randy in? Definitely.
Come on in here, Randy. Now tell me the story about you had saw Bradley Dean doing an assembly. What was it, about a year ago? We were in Benton or Harbor Springs. We were up in Harbor Springs doing a school assembly. Bradley's giving his presentation as normal. The kids are all listening. They're intently listening. And he's speaking about the Constitution. And all of a sudden, he comes to Article 4 in the Constitution. He asks all the students in the school, are we a republic or are we a democracy? Randy, what did they say? Are we a republic or are we a democracy?
We are a republic.
We are a republic. Now, that's what everybody said in Bradley's assembly program after he corrected them all, because most of these kids were saying, we're a democracy. And what I was thinking is, we're in trouble. We can't be a democracy, because then we're ruled by the majority, and then the minorities don't have rights anymore. But we have God-given rights. You know that, right, Randy?
Yep.
Now, what happened the next day? You went to your public school, right? Can you kind of tell the story of what happened in the classroom?
Okay, well, we were reading, we got this paper, and I brought it home, and I got home, and it said, are we a democracy or a dictatorship or, I can't remember. Mobocracy, and I didn't see republic on there, so I hand wrote in republic, and I came back the next day, and I got it marked wrong.
Whoa, hold on a second. Okay, how old are you first, buddy?
I'm 12.
You're 12. You were 12 at the time?
Yeah.
Okay, so you bring home this paper from, what was your class?
Social studies.
Social studies. So this wasn't like some crazy after-school program, some liberal-based Media Matters type sponsored program.
No, this is a class we have every day.
Class you have every day, and it's a mandatory class?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's in your public school?
Mm-hmm.
Here, okay. So you came home with this paper, and it asked you what type of government we are, and it gave you four options or three options. What were those options again?
A dictatorship, a democracy, or a mobocracy, I think it's called.
Okay, and so you didn't see the answer you wanted, so you wrote it in. What was the answer?
That we are a republic.
Now, did you know that before you had heard Bradley speak the day before at the assembly?
Yes.
You did, because you got some pretty good parents, don't you?
Yes. Yeah.
From what I understand is your mom and dad are fireballers. Your dad's one of the Sons of Liberty riders. He sports a leather coat and really loud pipes because they save lives. I think that's why they use the loud pipes, right? Loud pipes save lives, right, Dad?
Yes, sir.
He's nodding yes to me out in the crowd here. Okay, so, young man, you put in republic. You had been taught this. You'd heard Bradley Dean speak about it the day before. You bring that paper into class, and what happens?
I got it marked wrong.
You what?
Got it marked wrong.
Well, then what happened?
Then I came home, and I remembered Bradley Dean said that Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution states that we are a republic. So I brought it in next day, and I showed him on the computer, and he wasn't too happy with me.
So, wait a minute. Okay, this is beautiful. Folks, we're live here in Petoskey, Michigan, overlooking Lake Michigan. We got little Randy here. He's 12 years old. He went in to show his teacher that the test that he received did not have the right answer on it. Didn't even have it as an option. He knows that our government's a republic. He goes in and tells his teacher this, and gets his answer marked wrong, goes home, finds it on the internet, finds Article 4, Section 4, and comes and tells his teacher, and his teacher was not happy.
Not at all.
What did he say to you?
He said, that's not right, and let me check.
Wait a minute. You showed him the Constitution of the United States, and this middle school government teacher said, that's not right.
Yep.
Sounds like our elected officials. You know, one time Roscoe Bartlett, we got a chance to sit down with him. He's a legend in Maryland, very conservative guy, constitutional guy. He goes out onto the floor of Congress, and he's talking about, you know, they're ratifying some kind of crazy laws and whatever, and he pulls out the Constitution out of his front pocket, and he starts reading it. And once he's done reading, he closes and commences to sit down. And all of a sudden, a courtroom reporter, now these guys make their living reporting down on the floor. So they get to hear, you know, bills and laws and things like that go all day long. The courtroom reporter, okay, so it's not just your teacher. He or she is not the only one. Courtroom reporter comes to Roscoe Bartlett and says, what were you just quoting from? And Roscoe said, why, the Constitution. But see, you see the problem here? We're talking about a reporter that's there every single day. Should be hearing the Constitution every single day. You're in Congress. Didn't even know the Constitution. Neither does this public school teacher who teaches a mandatory accredited class. But this 12-year-old with me today, Randy, knew that it was a republic. Okay, so then what happened after it? Did it get crazy? Did he throw you out of class? What did he end up letting you mark it right? Because the fact is we are a republic?
Well, after my parents got involved and they started talking to the school board and things, and then I still had it wrong on the paper, but they changed my grade at least, and then they're still keeping up with it on the school board, though.
Wow. Okay, so I think I need to, Randy, why don't we just give him a hand right now really quick. Randy, thank you very much. Thank you, Randy. That was awesome. Very cool. You keep sticking to it, bro. If you ever need help, you know, I'm not a very big guy. I'm not super tough. But Bradley's 6'5", and he's built and all that stuff. So if you ever need him to come up, I know your dad is too. We could get two long-haired guys into this school board and give him some problems. Thank you so much again. Let's give him a hand again. Thank you so much, Randy. Okay, Rick, you're his dad, right? Can you come on over here just for a second? Can I just... Oh, Rick said he can't talk right now. You know, it's funny, because when you do live radio, oftentimes, you know, people are kind of looking at you like, hey, he's doing such a great job, and you say, you want to come up here? And like, oh, no, I got to go. Oh, man. Uh-oh, he's coming back. He's a Sons of Liberty rider. Now, Rick, when I got here this morning, I heard a bunch of tailpipes going, and lo and behold, it was you and your crew, the Sons of Liberty Riders.
Yes, sir.
Where are you guys all coming from? All over the state?
Yeah, the Sons of Liberty is actually, the Sons of Liberty Riders is actually a national organization. We have a local chapter here in, our president is from Michigan. I believe he lives somewhere close to Detroit. But there are a lot of, you know, there's a Michigan chapter, and then there's also chapters from all the other states, and then there's a national, you know, organization of the...
So we had them come here from all over the state to Jose's here to see the Sons of Liberty. I mean, we're virtually brothers. This is a network of people, unaffiliated, of course, but closely affiliated when it comes to the cause of liberty. Now, your son was the young man that went in and said, hey, teach, look at the Constitution. It's right here. It's not very difficult. We're a republic. Apparently, the teacher gave your son still a hard time. You guys had to get involved.
Yes, my wife contacted them on it, and we reviewed the book ourselves, and sure enough, in the social studies books that they're learning from, has us listed as a democracy.
Wow. This is a public school here, and it's not just here, folks. This is a social studies book. These curriculums are used by multiple schools all throughout the country, teaching kids that we are democracy. Now, kids are already bent on emotions, you know. They want what feels good. They want it fast. They want sugar, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that's not to the fault of the kids. That's just a natural inclination. We have a sinful nature, folks. It needs to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we need the Bible to instruct our children to discipline them so that they don't act like that. But just think about that. In a society right now where we feel all we have to do is get a majority to agree on something, we can overthrow the law. That's the thought process they're teaching kids as young as your son, 12 years old, in school. Now, when you stepped up to the plate, the reason I'm bringing you on right now is because, you know, almost every week we have a caller call in to say, I've been so encouraged, I've taken what you've done and I've applied it in society. I want you to encourage parents that are out there right now. Many of you have sons or daughters. First of all, I'd recommend you pull them from a public school. I don't believe they should be there at all. It's not helping you. It's antithetical to the American ideals and values that you and I cherish. That's why you listen to this show. Number two, if there is something going on in your public school, you can get involved. What ended up happening in the end of this when you asserted your parental authority in your school?
Well, the bottom line is, you know, we want to teach our children the correct, you know, definition of our country, and we want him growing up knowing there is a Constitution, knowing we are a republic, knowing he has rights. You know, parents just need to get involved with their children. You know, don't just send them off to school as a babysitter for them and let them indoctrinate them into their way of thinking. You know, take control of your children. You know, they're your children.
Good point. You just said it. They're your children. Schools don't have children, folks. Neither does the state, and neither does the federal government. And this NEA garbage and all this other stuff that's going on, it's unconstitutional. We need to take our own responsibility, and that's what we're doing. Thank you so much for coming out today. I appreciate it. Thanks for bringing all the fellas. Let's give Rick a hand here. Guys, it's a beautiful day out here. It is so good to be outside of the studio and be outside. Again, Sons of Liberty broadcasting live in Petoskey, Michigan, overlooking Lake Michigan. Mr. Brian Sommerfeld, Trucker Randy. And we look forward to one more segment with you, and then we will be on to the next episode to do some more radio, folks. Thanks for tuning in. SonsofLibertyRadio.com. One more segment. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsofLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a 3-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
All right, folks, let's let them have it. So where are we at today? I'm sitting next to my brother here. He's got an awesome apron on, and I'll tell you what, you make some good fajitas, sir. Where are we at today? Where are the Sons of Liberty?
The Sons of Liberty?
No. Your business.
We're at Jose's, so can you tell us where we're at?
Petoskey? City of Petoskey?
What's the name of the restaurant?
Jose's Autentico Mexican.
So you make real deal authentic Mexican here in Petoskey?
Yes, very, very original, real.
It is original, folks. You got it. Hey, thanks for having us out here.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. That was Jose, and I'll tell you what, folks. That was a good fajita. It's good to be here again. Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can jump onto Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We've kind of covered a little bit of the news we've been making here recently. Bradley Dean will be with us again tomorrow. He is out doing Do Radio. As a matter of fact, you can join him on the Rusty Humphrey Show today. He'll be on at 3:30 Central Time, 4:30 Eastern Time. I'll be on the Nutra Medical Report with Dr. Bill Daigle. He's also a GCN host. We'll be on with him from 3:30 as well. So we are busy, 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 busy. And coming up here through the rest of the week, we're getting interviews from all over the country due to that fiasco with the woman who went crazy. 28,000 views on that YouTube video so far. And it's only been out about a day and a half. It's covered on News with Views, Freedom Outpost, Patriot Update, WND, Charisma. Yes, the church jumped aboard. Charisma jumped up and said, wow, look at the boldness of Christianity. Yes, and if we would have been doing this for years prior to this, we wouldn't be in the problem we're in right now. We probably wouldn't have a public school government teacher swinging purses at us either. We had Brian Summerfield on earlier talking about a reinvigoration of those rights. We need to get familiar with our Bible. We need to get familiar with our Constitution. Amen. And that's what we're doing here today. Larry Pratt commented to that video, and I want to share this again. Larry Pratt is a friend of ours. He's the gentleman who was on Piers Morgan's show and spanked him, and then Piers invited him again because that was the first time Piers ever got anybody to listen to him because they were tuning in to listen to Larry Pratt. He said, "We would be in the lion's den if they had it their way." Now, it's funny, you know. He said, "Keep up the good work." But Larry knows, as well as we know, that that is absolutely the truth. That is the underbelly of what we're dealing with today, folks. It's called totalitarianism. What happens when we stand against that? We win. It's a victory. Bradley Dean's latest column, well, it's actually two columns ago. But God gives victory when his people fight. You need to read that column and get familiar with it because it's the truth. If your people don't fight, of course you're not going to win. Because anybody in a war, the best man wins, the one who's most blessed by God, but you got to fight. He didn't say to Joshua, "Stand before me, I'll kill everybody." No, he said, "Take up your swords. Go in this thy might, thou mighty man of valor," he said to Gideon. "Walk in the strength of the Lord thy God. Get your sword. Let it cleave to you." "So it stands," said Bradley Dean. This is a text art that he created. "So it stands true that God is willing to give you what your people, what you are willing to fight for, America. We fight the good fight of faith because the law is on our side, and God grants us the victory every single day. Time." Now, many of you know recently here, we had the National Security Agency. They've been collecting electronic communications on a large scale since the passage of the Patriot Act in 2001. I want to touch on this really quickly because one of our friends we actually post columns with had brought this to the forefront and to attention and talking about what's going on with the NSA. The ability of the NSA to collect this information has been supported by a 1978 law called FISA, F-I-S-A, or Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Notice how it always starts. Notice how the Patriot Act started. To deal with Muslim extremists, Muslim terrorists. What happened after those Muslim terrorists were no longer a convenient enemy? You became it. Who is the IRS targeting? They're targeting Tea Partiers. I got two Tea Partiers sitting in front of me right now. Ottawa Tea Party. They know because they're being targeted. What happened to the Patriot Act is going to protect us from Muslim extremists and terrorists on our country. Now all of a sudden it's flipped. Well, in 1978, this first law, this is not a new thing, it's an old thing. It's a policy, by the way. It's pretended legislation. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The original intent of FISA was to create a legal process for authorizing the collection of electronic intelligence, get this, between foreign powers and foreign agents within the United States. It was always for somebody else, not the American people. But once we set up these bureaucracies, or we set up these structures, guess what happens when the people will no longer be ruled by God? They'll be ruled by tyrants. And so you've got the underpinnings of this already set up. Now we just change the talking points, or we swing the paradigm over to changing the people. White is black, black is white, good is evil, evil is good. The very collection of communications information for use in analysis suggests that citizens are under investigation. They're collecting all of this evidence all the time. Your cell phone records, who you talk to, who your social media networks are. They go further than that. You can go to medical records, you can go to library records. They track how much time you call each phone number. What are the conversations that they have? All this information and data collected without any warrant, without any oath or affirmation of anything to be searched or seized. It's all being collected right now. As you continue to go, the NSA analyzes this data. Federal agencies, not just the cell phone companies, the federal agencies. They find patterns and flag individuals for follow-up. Innocent citizens. Information is included in this analysis due to the relationship map created by NSA. They literally create a map. Where do you travel? What do you do? What is your vehicle? How much do you... I mean, it gets insane, all the data. They got a file out for it. As a result, every citizen is, by de facto, a potential suspect and therefore requires a warrant. It requires a warrant detailing specifically the items to be seized and the location of the seizure. That's what must happen, but it is not happening. It's being sidestepped. No such warrants exist. Blanket warrants violate the Fourth Amendment. This is a blanket warrant. And I wanted to touch on this, folks, because it's important. We talk about the Constitution where your rights have been violated. The Sons of Liberty did that all the time. The committees of correspondence, they worked those printing presses. They showed where the rights were violated. Then they said, this is what we do about it. We show the Constitution. And then we say, these are our rights. What you're giving us is not rights. We don't accept your privileges. We already have God-given rights. as there are no specific, there's no specific individual, it's a blanket warrant, nor items or locations to be seized. It goes contrary to the Constitution 100%. That was published, I encourage you to read it, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Freedom's Voice. Bradley's columns are posted on there every single week. And this is about the NSA surveillances and the big brother that's watching you. I don't mean to say big brother. I don't even like using that term. It's ridiculous, big brother. But this is what is the result of tolerance. We cannot continue to tolerate what we despise. When we do, we become guilty of that which we despise. Now, earlier on, I had a young lady here who's watching. Could you come up here for 1 second, miss? You had made a statement about young people. Now, earlier today when we got into Petoskey, we came to Jose's. We had some of our young folks. I had my little boys up there and my little girl saying the Bill of Rights for all the folks that showed up. And we went through the Bill of Rights, gave them meanings and things like that. And what was it that you just made? You just made a comment after the last break.
Well, it really made my day that this young man stood up for the Constitution, that he knew the Constitution, and he stood up for his rights, and that he had parents that had 5 other children, and he has taught them well. I mean, I failed in this endeavor myself. I didn't understand how important it was. When Obama was running for president, you know, the Tea Party was that sleeping giant that woke up. But as we have tea parties, and we hardly ever see young people. I mean, even people in their 40s or their 30s, they're so busy living their lives that they don't have time to see what's happening to our country. And I became a member of the Tea Party because of my religious freedoms. I want to worship God, and I don't want that to be trampled on. That is my main reason. And you don't see the young people in churches either. It's time for the young people to stand up. We're getting old. My husband's 71 and I'm 65. And many of the people that come to the Tea Party are like our age. And so I'm just asking the young people to pay attention to what is going on. I was just so insulted the other day because for 5 years now I've been listening to news 5 hours a day, and I was told that I had been swallowing, I've been swallowing the Kool-Aid. But no, we just need the young people to step forward and save our country.
This is spoken from a patriot, folks. Here we have a 65-year-old woman. She understands what needs to be done. You probably remember what it was like when we had liberties in this country. We still do. We can enact them. And folks, like she said, she's getting older. These Tea Party groups, they're getting older. You can support us to go out there and reach this generation. Ma'am, every time we do a Tea Party, there is young people that show up. Because they're identifying that, you know what, if I don't take responsibility, I'm not even going to have a country for kids. There is going to be no liberties. Folks, I encourage you to donate to our cause, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Make your tax-deductible donation. You can depend upon us if we can depend upon you to send us out there. God bless you. We'll be back with you tomorrow from Petoskey, Michigan.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.